Long waiting lists and shortages. That's the norm for people seeking kidney transplants in the United States. But here's something else surprising. A lot of donated kidneys are never used. Organs that would be used in places like France, for example, with success. This finding comes from a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Alexandre Loupy is a kidney specialist in Paris and co-author of the study.
To be honest, the story started with Dr. Rees from US who came in our unit. And during the first medical staff we had on a Monday, I was, talking about a kidney transplant we performed in a 70 years old recipient who got a kidney from an 83 years old donor. And he thought it was a joke. He said, no, that's not possible. You're not doing that. And I said, yes, we are doing that. I mean, every day, this is kind of a regular situation we have. So then we realized that the practices and the use of this resource could be an answer to increasing the donor pool in the US. Then we decided to perform the study, and I was really surprised by the result.
Alexandre Loupy, what was the basic conclusion of your study?
So the conclusion of our study is that many kidneys that are recovered for transplantation and discarded, which means that they are not used for transplantation in the US, would have had a 100% chance of being used in France and provide pretty good survival.
So you're saying that in France, you're using kidneys from older donors, but they are working fine when transplanted into patients?
Yes. So first of all, it's not like a pure French system-based procedure, because Spain and UK and also France have embarked upon doing those transplants or using those kidneys from old donors 10 years ago. It's called the Old for Old program. It's basically we are giving those old kidneys to old recipients so that they can benefit from those transplants. And we can achieve pretty good survival. And also it provides patients survival benefit to the alternative, which is being maintained on dialysis.
What are the rules in the US that mean that all these kidneys that you would use in France are not being used in the US?
So I think it's just a matter of global policy. And, in the US, they have a kind of scrutiny and they have this system of report cards, which are actually some disincentive, meaning that if your survival goes a little bit down, your budget can be cut down as well. So it's a very conservative system, which actually does not allow all centers to practice those transplants, which are at higher risk and provide lower performance as compared to using a young donor. But still, the performance is good. And again, as compared to being maintained on dialysis, it's giving a lot in terms of quality, quantity of life, and also cost saving for the society.
So you're saying that in the US, doctors are under real pressure, that if their patients who receive kidneys, their survival rate goes down overall, that there's financial implications for the doctor in terms of funding and support?
You're absolutely right. And I think this is the reason why most surgeons are reluctant to use these donors. But obviously, a simulation that we did in terms of a potentially redesigned system in the US that would apply the same rules as in France actually would have saved a huge number of life years.
Alexandre Loupy is a professor of nephrology in Paris and co-author of a new study in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Thanks a lot, Dr. Loupy.
Thank you very much.
So what about the high number of kidneys that end up being discarded here in the U.S.? Darren Stewart is with the United Network of Organ Sharing. It's the main agency that oversees kidney distribution in the United States.
Though we're continuing to set records for organ transplants each year, the last 6 years, we've done more transplants in this country than the year before. There's still more we could do, and there is a recognized underutilization problem, in particular with respect to the older donors.
Stewart says policy changes won't happen overnight. The rules here in the U.S. are determined through an extensive process, and that involves input from patients and healthcare groups. Stewart says the priority right now is the problem of geographic disparity. The goal is to improve access to donated organs in parts of the country that currently have the biggest shortages.
If we try to incorporate major changes to the geographic distribution of organs, as well as longevity matching. I think people's heads would explode. In theory, I would love to do that. We would all love to do that.
Stuart says it'll be at least another year before they can begin to take that on.